That's a clip from the performance of the Haka Party Incident, a theatre event coming to Wellington for the Aotearoa New Zealand Festival of the Arts. With borders closed, the biennial festival is aiming to spotlight more of New Zealand's artistic talent. It premieres on February the 21st, though organisers are, of course, eyeing COVID-19 warily. At an alert level two, much of the month-long programme would not be able to go ahead. With us now is the festival's creative director, Mani Carmelita. Kia ora.
Kia ora, Kim.
All right, give me an elevator pitch. What's the highlight?
Oh, look, I have to say Lisa Rehana, extraordinary artist worldwide, and she's our artist in focus for next year's festival. She's put together an extraordinary series of events, but opening this morning at Te Papa is one of her signature pieces, In Pursuit of Venus.
Absolutely stunning. People have to see that if they haven't seen it already. It's the first time it's been in Wellington, I believe.
That's absolutely correct. Yes, it showed in an early version before the Venice Biennale in 2017 up in Auckland, but the first time that it's been shown in its full and final form and here in Pornicare. And Lisa describes it as coming home.
And she's got a whole lot of other new works going on around the waterfront, has she not?
She does. She's created this really extraordinary and playful free series of installations along the Wellington waterfront. She calls it her gift to Pornicare. She's playing with sound installations, a wonderful inflatable sculpture of a feke in the lagoon, projection and augmented reality, and it's something for the whole family.
Small advertisement. I think she's on the radio tomorrow morning.
With you, I believe.
I believe so. Now, tell me about some other highlights. I think that the Symphony Orchestra is going to be fairly busy.
They are going to be fairly busy across the program, but what we're really excited about is that their 75th anniversary falls within the festival, and what they've decided to offer us, a kind of once-in-a-festival concert experience, is a free celebratory concert, and they're going to be taking audience selections to feed into the program, so we'll keep an eye on that. But you can expect to hear some of your favourite pieces from the classical canon.
Mani, do you have to have a spreadsheet saying if we're at level two or if we're at level three?
Yes, we absolutely do. You know, we are adept at spreadsheets. I think anyone in the arts would be right now. But we're so adaptable, and we're just keeping a watching eye on all the information that's coming through government at the moment. And it's a moving feast, and we are adapting and changing and updating as we know more. The government's strongly signalling that we'll be able to come together safely across the summer, and we'll just keep people updated. It'll all be there on our website.
I was drawn by the title of a play which is having its world premiere. It's called Aliens and Anorexia. What is that?
Yes, you might know Chris Krause, the writer who grew up here in New Zealand, who wrote that piece. It's been made by the extraordinary theatre makers Eleanor Bishop and Karen McCracken. And in that book, Chris actually looks at the art of failure. She made an art house film, and she made it here in New Zealand and set off around the world to the great film festivals like Berlin and Venice to sell it. And it was a complete and utter disaster. So this book and this theatre adaptation really looks at the mind of an artistic genius and what it means to fail and how that feels. And Chris kind of played with the likes of Andy Warhol in the 70s in New York City. So we get a glimpse into the genius and trials and tribulations of these artists.
Lots to talk about, lots to see. Thank you so much, Mani Carmelita, who's Aotearoa New Zealand's Festival of the Arts Creative Director.